Everyone, welcome to War of the Mises, guys. We are completing the original run of the GoBots with Return to Gobatron today. So I'd like to welcome Boo, my co-host for these GoBot episodes. Welcome, Boo.
Howdy.
And yes, yeah, it's been a nice long trudge. Not really. We did the opening miniseries and the end here. All the other stuff is still meat in the middle.
Oh,
So.
this has gone by quickly, I think.
Oh
I
yeah.
mean,
Oh yeah, especially these ending this ending like four or five parter, it's flown by because it's actually pretty fun.
yeah, I like the overall arc that they've been doing through these.
Yeah, and yes, there seems to be some time jumps here and there, like the repairing of the Rogue Star, but it still is pretty consistent.
Yeah.
And oh well, that and the fact that how many thrusters do they have? Because my God.
All the thrusters.
Oh my God. And then they get blown up and they get more of them.
Hey, kids, buy lots of thrusters in command centers.
Can have an armada fighting each other.
You know, it's a good idea, though, because a lot of kids got those for Christmas. So you could bring all your armadas and thrusters, even armadas of command centers over and just go ham with them.
Oh, and yeah, and if you were the one kid who had more of them, he's going to win every time. So you that guy, that kid's going to be the one who's going to have the one command center that actually wins.
Right.
But still, fun
You're
times.
playing in his yard too,
Yeah,
so yeah.
exactly. Yeah, I don't know if you know anyone like that or ever knew anyone like that, but he definitely did.
Oh yeah.
So, man, this starts out with a brief recap,
Yeah.
and it's pretty spot on for the recap. They don't really they skip around a little tedious bits, but we start
Well,
out with was that?
before we get in that, speaking of recaps, when
Yeah.
we were editing the last episode, we ran across a I guess a discovery
Oh,
about
that's
Pinscher.
right.
Yeah, going through the clips, I noticed that one of the GoBots that was felled by Bad Boy and Blockhead looks an awful lot like the GoBot that's put through the modifier and turned into Pinscher. And I mean it looks just like him with those slight changes, but overall the build, the colors, and even some of the details like the red on his legs and stuff are all in the same spots. He's that
Yeah,
same
the
like kind of golden tan color. And in the beginning, when Bad Boy and Blockhead get him, he's obviously a guardian with a face mask. But in the second
Yes.
scene, there's some slight modifications to his face and body, really minor though. And he has an evil grin going on his face when he's going through the modifier. So this leads me to believe that Pinscher was a guardian captive who was reprogrammed into a renegade by Dr. Go and then
Yep.
experimented upon to create Pinscher.
Which what you were talking about, we talked about this offline, where possibly the reprogramming, that's what needed a few days to set in because he had just been reprogrammed,
Right.
if this is a good theory. So yeah, of course he's gonna need some time for all that programming to settle in his head.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of a sad story if you think about it, because this means that there's no rescue for that guardian.
No.
There's no retrieval, no happy ending. That guardian is gone forever, and all that's left is Pinscher.
Yeah, and well, there's actually they don't cover it up, but they kind of gloss over. There's obviously been some loss of life here
Yeah. Oh yeah,
because
there's GoBots that are gone.
they're completely gone. Well, ones we didn't know. Well, extras if you
Right. And
say,
in the
yeah.
background, they've been running that disassembler the whole time. So, because
Which
they're really building up, well, we're going to disassemble everyone. And they were going around to capture them. So there are guardians who are disassembled and launched into space that, they're just gone.
like you said, though, I mean, what are that'd be a great story, thing for they could do for I don't know a side comic or something like that if someone had the rights going and retrieving all those capsules and like seeing if they could revive the ones out there because right
What
there.
if they all land in the same place and you've got all the renegades that had gone there before and all the guardians arrive from this batch? So you could have a whole new planet and everything going on with these disassembled, reassembled guardians and renegades.
Like the Rock Lords? No, I know that's not where they are.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more like the stasis pods in Beast
Oh
Wars.
yeah, definitely that.
Yeah.
But
So,
yeah,
yeah,
it'd be a great
that's
way to
a.
do it. You know, like you end up having a planet that an exploration ship crashes on when they're looking for him, and there's a renegade ship with him too. It's kind of like the ship that the I call them the Monegades, Monster Renegades, come across in this.
Oh yeah, and we'll get into that too.
Yeah, it was an interesting looking ship. We'll get to that.
So,
You
well,
start.
now we're done with the recap. We're ready to return to Gobatron.
And well, before
And
we
this
go return to Gobatron, we end up at the what is it, a Unicom, and
Yes.
they're just going over the suit and how awesome it is and how makes Leader One fly faster. And
Oh yeah,
so
he finishes his tests.
yeah.
Yeah,
And
he's doing like the old NASA test pilot thing.
yeah, he was. He's gonna end up at Green Lantern next. The
Right?
so we have the Guardian Command Center, the last one apparently. It's with it's got Scooter, it's got Smallfoot and Turbo in there. Is that the
Yeah,
three?
it's got like
Yeah.
a dozen guardians on it.
Yeah, and it
Yeah,
starts crashing.
Rescue. Yeah, all those guys are on
Yeah.
there.
Because of I guess just being beat up, the like half of the landing gear, the feet for the dog looking thing that it is, don't come down. So Leader One's like, I'll take care of this. It runs and it flies up there super fast and starts pulling the legs out.
Oh yeah, he's like Superman in it.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me, God, what was it? Was it actually the was the Superman like the one, God, the one that was released, I don't know, maybe like 15 years ago, the new one. Didn't he have a thing where he had to land a plane without the landing gear coming down or something?
Yeah, there was something
Yeah.
like that. Yeah,
Something like
was it Superman Returns did that one, I
that.
think.
This
I'm
is
not
kind of
sure.
like, yeah, this is kind of the same vein.
It also reminded me of like in Beast Wars in the episode Victory when the Axalon's coming back down crashing and Optimus Primal had to fly up and like help it land safely. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes complete sense.
Yeah, they even did like a Superman reference in that too. But yeah, it was kind of cool seeing the command center like re-entering because it was like heating up and everything. Like
Oh yeah.
it was way out of control and
Yeah, I mean,
Turbo's frantically working in the cockpit.
it was already pretty pockmarked from just the battle it had been through.
Yeah,
So
it was wrecked.
it's
There's
rough. The last command center, apparently.
probably a lot of command centers that look like that now. You can probably
Yeah.
find them on eBay or in garage sales.
Was it?
Screen accuracy.
Yeah. Battle damage. So he brings them all down, and they all come out of the command center. There's Crashhor and Phytor watching what's happened, and they're kind of, I wouldn't say they're freaking out, but they're kind of like, all right, well, so this is happening. And then when they all come out, they're the last engineer and Leader One tell him about the suits that he's created.
Yeah, he's created four power suits total.
Yeah, and so Leader One's makes him fly really fast, which
Yeah.
apparently he folds space now. Flies and then shows up somewhere else.
It's almost teleportation. He's so
Yeah,
fast.
so
Yeah.
fast. Turbo gains a firepower one, which I mean that checks out pretty well.
Yeah, firepower boost on that
Yep.
one.
Smallfoot gets into the crazy enhanced sensors, which as I was like, that's kind of lame. But then it plays into this episode really well. So I'm like, okay, that's not lame. It works out really well.
Yeah.
And the last one gives telekinesis. That is the weirdest. Okay, all of the others are like mechanical. This is like, mystical, I guess. I feel like they're gonna have an X-Man show up.
Well, yes and no, because if you look at what their abilities boosts are, like we said, it's like Leader One has teleportation almost because he's so fast. What is it? Turbo has pyrokinesis.
Yes.
And then was it Smallfoot's makes her basically clairvoyant.
Yes.
So they each have like a psychic analog.
I guess so. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they all get in their suits and they discover how the powers work. But Smallfoot immediately picks up on the radio chatter with Crash and Phytor, except they're not really talking by radio, they're just talking.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I feel like that was a glaring error, but hey,
Well, that's why I said it's almost like
it's that
clairvoyance.
good.
Yeah. She can hear
Yes.
him talking like way off. She's got like Wolverine hearing now.
That's sketchy. You can see what guy was it? Nick is like, how much can she hear now?
Right?
I'm a young man. I got things to do.
Well, and if you look at the toys actually like mention that the power suits like boost all their senses, and it names off like all five senses, even like smell.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And not just hers though, like the whole power suit like combination is a
I always
boost like
wanted to
that.
get. I always wanted to get the the power power the whole
Power
thing.
Warrior. Yeah.
Courageous. Yeah, the Power Warrior. I only ended up having like one of the power suits.
Yeah.
When I couldn't find any more of my GoBots, it seemed kind of dumb.
I've got grungy around here somewhere. Not
I
without
bet
the
you are.
suits, just the main. Oh yeah. Well, I've always got grungy with me.
The so there, the Guardians like test out the suits in pursuit. Leader, they go after Crasher and Fidor because they're like, well, they're planning on, they're watching us, they're spying.
Yeah.
So they immediately use the suits, like, we're gonna, gonna chase them down. So Leader One easily beats out Fidor.
Yeah, no challenge at all.
Yeah,
There's
it's
no
like,
challenge for the GoBots this time.
no, there's not. It's like they put on God mode, and I was like, I'm gonna show up over here. Teleports in front of him like three or four times, and Leader One says something along the lines of like, I feel like you're avoiding me. Are you trying to
Yeah.
avoid me?
He's pulling like the James Bond puns.
Yeah, exactly. Which,
Yeah.
hey, so
Oh,
that
and
happened.
Turbo just like
Oh,
unloads on Crasher.
that's what.
Like he shoots her so hard it makes a crater and she comes crawling out of it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He shoots her. She flies through the air and ends up crawling out of the crater. Yeah.
Yeah.
It. But I'm like, man. Like the last engineer gave Turbo his like one shot blaster.
Yeah, and then Smallfoot can detect like cloaked ships now.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
she's so good that yeah, she can detect something's like shielded. She said,
Yeah.
but then they end up flying. And they land on the cloak thruster, and they're like, oh, and then it shows up, and then what's his face? Who is it?
Destroyer.
Destroyer. There we go. I was, had it written down. I wanted to keep calling Defender. I know that's the Guardian version. Yeah,
Yeah.
Destroyer shows up with his stupid tank turret head.
Yeah.
He's like looking around. Like he's at least know where he's looking, man.
Right.
That turret doesn't lie.
I bet he's hard to brainstorm. Like you couldn't fit the little thing on his head because, you know.
I'm sure they'll find ways around
Right. And they just put it on the end of the turret,
it.
hang it on there. But yeah, Scooter like drops a avalanche on him using his telekinetic powers.
And which I kind of thought he's gonna pick, destroy up and like throw him down the ground. No, he just brings on half a mountain on top of him.
Yeah. He's still figuring out his new powers. He's not used to having really anything but illusions.
Yeah, which good on him. He actually gets a little more weapons in the arsenal.
This is like D&D where you give your illusionist like a really OP wand.
Like you can do all these things with it, and then he. Yeah, like the sorcerer does something really dumb with it. Like, no, you can do so much with this. Like, okay, I make rocks fall.
Yeah. You give him
Dude.
Bigby's crushing fist or something like that
Yeah.
and
Come on, man. So yeah,
he's
anyways.
out of his element
He
with a
is.
weapon.
Yeah, and Scooter is like loving it. He all he has to do is like concentrate really hard, think about what he's gonna do. Which, considering Scooter's personality, isn't he? Scooter is like the like very I kind of feel like he's the ADHD GoBot of the group or Guardian. He
Yeah.
has no like I guess he's not exactly able to keep on task a lot. He's just all over the place. So this is gonna be a fun one for him.
Oh, yeah.
But they also find out that the Renegades are preparing to launch the assault on Earth, sending out and we and. They're away from Earth at the moment, and Psykill's like he wants to send out tank and copter to take care of the reigning guardians, but Screwhead is like, look, there's an approaching ship. So we find out this really cool looking ship,
Yeah,
and
this ship we've never seen before
no,
just shows up.
and I will say, it kind of reminds me, the longer version is colored differently. There's a few. There's a few of my other one of my other favorite shows, Exo Squad, kind of parallels here. First of all, Smallfoot's power suit is kind of like Alec De Leon's communications exosuit. The exosuits are kind of like They're kind of like are the power suits are kind of like exosuits in a way. Then you have this ship that looks a lot like a the Exafleet jump ship, or like it basically would it would go and drop jump troops on the ground. It kind of has that same look. It's very odd for the I don't know, for the GoBots universe. It looks not, it doesn't look as blocky as like thrusters or the command center. It looks a little more, I don't know, organic-ish curves and
Yeah.
such. Yeah, so it was kind of
Now,
neat
I'll
seeing
tell you,
that.
I saw a ship like this in Transformers once. Very similar in the comics.
Oh, which one?
It was in the Underbase saga. I want to say,
Okay, it's been a while
was
since I've read
it?
that.
I want to say, was it Scorp? No, it wasn't Scorponok's ship. Yeah, maybe it was Scorponok's ship. And it got trashed by Starscream, I want to say. But
Oh,
yeah,
of
they had a
course,
ship
everything
that
was
looked
trashed
very
by
similar to
Starscream.
this.
Everything was trashed by Starscream in the Enderbase saga.
Right. But yeah, it looks a lot like the ship, one of the ships they used in Underbase Saga.
I could see that.
So,
Okay,
which was
cool.
much later than this
Oh
cartoon.
yeah.
Yeah.
So I well, I don't. I wouldn't say that they took the design from this this episode or anything, but I mean
Oh, nah.
it's a kind of cool, like almost semi-organic looking look to it. Well, I guess I'm trying to think of what a way to put it. Anyways.
It's not as blocky as, say,
No.
like Thruster or the Command Centers, which that's what Pinscher left in, was in a Thruster.
That's right.
So he came back in this. So nobody knows where this came from. Did like Vamp and Scorp have a ship hidden out?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got rid of the Cybertruck.
I feel like
Debits.
there's a whole story. Like there's an episode here that you could just tell about Pinscher first arriving and meeting Vamp and Scorp, and then ended up in this ship. Like, did they damage the thruster and they had to hijack someone else's ship? Like,
I could see that. Well, maybe when they he showed up there at the at Antares, was that Antares 3 or something?
Antares 3, yeah.
Yeah, when he showed up at Antares 3, they attacked him in the ship, and then he's like, "Hey, look, guys, I'm crazy monster too. Let's be
Or
friends."
maybe it was a ship from somebody else that had blundered there and they'd killed,
True.
and yeah, they just had stashed away, and they're like, "Oh no, we're not going in that one. We got a much cooler ship over here." It was like Vamp's Hot Rod or something, you know?
I'm enjoying though. I'm enjoying Pinscher's like voice. He's very like he has that very I don't say like almost tarantula's that very raspy, evil sounding voice.
Yeah.
And so pretty cool stuff. I'm liking the monster renegades
Yeah,
or
Monster Renegades are cool.
monegades.
The Monegades.
I had to shorten that eventually, man. My notes.
You brought it into the 90s.
Yeah. So yeah, Pinscher's got Vamp and he's got a Scorp with him.
Yeah.
And the Master Renegade is, he says like I've got the crystal and like Cycles going great we can use you to I need you to Master Renegade I need you to create the weapon and stuff and Master Renegade is pissed man he's like I am not some GoBots lackey
Yeah, he literally says that,
yeah
and he's mad.
he pulls out the NES light gun and shoots Cycle which pretty I don't know. It's pretty a spot on what he should have been doing the whole time. Man, he's got this gun. He's got this like thing that can take out all the GoBots if he chose to, and he finally uses it to
Well,
great
apparently
effect.
he made another one, because this one looks a little different. So I think he went and built another one because he used his first one to make the main transgressor. And yeah, he's mad. He's really mad. Well, he's been betrayed by everybody, even his monsters that he created.
Yeah,
Like,
that's probably what sets him over the edge.
yeah.
He doesn't really go into it, but I'm sure he sees this. He's like, they were my guardians for how long? And now they're just gonna, bow the knee or bend the
Yeah,
knee.
they folded like immediately when
Yeah,
the new
so
guy in town shows up.
so yeah, he shoots Cykill and brings Cykill down one shot and then
Yeah.
and copter and tanker like starting to bow up on him. He's like, no, look, I was using this gun at a low power the entire time. I'm gonna raise the power on this and come on at me, we'll do this. But unless you want to go down permanently, you're gonna follow my directions. Which
Oh.
hey, what's
Yeah,
up?
and his robot eye went like full red.
Full red. He's
Yeah.
got the big anger monocle thing going on.
Yeah, he got scary with them.
Yeah, I guess
And Tank Copter and Screwhead just like submit. They're like, all right, man, we're cool.
So yeah, essentially, like we'll do what you say, man. Screwhead. Once again, man, he's like seems like the only competent renegade. He's like he sees how things are changing. Like we're good, we're good. I guess you can be the only competent renegade if you don't have to go on missions all the time and lose.
Right, he's like the clerical worker. He's kind of like, I guess, the radar or the clinger in the MASH unit here. You know,
Yeah.
he's just working in the office, man. This is my 9 to 5.
I
I don't want to
like
lose my
his
401k, man.
I like actually his design for the show because it looks it's very good in comparison to the toy, and it doesn't look like they took a too much artistic license with it, but it looks good too.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot. So the Guardians are plotting an assault on the Rogue Star.
Yes, because they have brainstormed Crasher and Phytor. Like you see them with the little salad bowls on their head. And
That's a great way to put it.
yeah, but Destroyer isn't there. So I guess they just left him under all the rocks.
I mean, he's not dead, probably.
So
You
does that
would
mean they
think.
have a thruster in Unicom possession now?
Well, they strip it down essentially. They strip down Crasher's thruster. But
Yeah.
yeah, they should now take the cloaking device out of it.
Yeah.
That's shame. You think they would like, hey, let's take this, let's take all the pictures, let's start making mass producing these for all our stuff.
Right.
But now they throw it in the command center.
The janky repaired command center now. I guess it's not as janky now. It looks a little polished.
They put a little turtle wax on it. God, let's see. So
Well,
yeah,
there's like no downtime. Like as soon as they find it, they just like hop in. They're like, go.
this episode goes at a clip, pretty fast
Yeah.
clip the entire time. And so after the Master Renegade shoots Cyclone and puts him down, takes command, he starts sending out thrusters to deal with this command center that's coming in.
Yeah.
And as they approach the command center, it cloaks, and what was it? Screwhead's like, they're awaiting orders. Like, what are you gonna do now, buddy?
Yeah, and Copter's trying to counsel him, say, hey, you know, it could be a trick, but he doesn't listen.
Because he's arrogant, because he's the master renegade.
It was like an okay boomer moment.
Yeah, essentially. And
Yeah.
Copter, who is not exactly the brightest bulb, he's like, you might want to stop. It might be a trick. And
Yeah.
God, send them all in.
You know what Copter lacks in like book knowledge, he has street smarts.
There you go.
He's
Great Ape
dealt with
was.
these guys a lot.
Yeah,
While you
Great
were
Ape knows what he's
sleeping.
doing. So the suit of Guardians are going straight for the Rogue Star. They get a fly out of the cloaked command center and are flying straight towards it.
Yeah.
But that's when the Monster Renegade ship shows up and starts to shoot him with this weird kind of like I guess saw blade looking laser thing, which we find out is an electron storm
Cloud.
cloud.
Electron cloud. But before that, he redirected the thruster fleet to Gobatron because he thought basically they were a blockade runner. Like they cloaked and they were going to Gobatron. So he
Oh, that's
redirected their whole
right.
thruster fleet to Gobatron. And then after all the thrusters are gone, then the command center just decloaks right off the bow of Rogue Star. It's like, ah, we didn't go anywhere, guy. Ha ha.
They do that by mistake, but yes.
And they had enough thrusters. They could have like sent some to
Oh.
Gobatron. I mean, it's only one command center.
They had like 20 thrusters out there, and they send like keep half of them here, half of them go there. It's
You
one
could have sent five after that thing.
commander.
You know, I mean, it's only one command center, and they've already wrecked like all of them. So, yeah, you didn't have to, you know, send off the. You don't when you split the party, you don't send all your tanks away and leave like.
Oh
Your
yeah.
handful and yeah.
Exactly. So you have enough heavy armament to cover both sides, but what anyway,
Right.
that's where the Master Renegade is either arrogant or he's not very, I guess he's not very good with tactics.
I think he's out of touch. Like
That's most
he probably
likely.
did something that would have worked like back in his day, but how many thousands of years has it been? Or that, you know, since he's been asleep, so he played Call of Duty 1, and he's trying to play Modern Warfare without like taking the tutorial.
What
So,
is this zombie mode?
right?
So they shoot this like this electron cloud weapon over and over, and during this whole fight, Psy-Kill wakes up and he pops off at Master Renegade. He just squarely shoots him with his hand blaster.
Oh, yeah.
And they throw him a cell, and it's like Psy-Kill says something along like, "The guy is such a wimp."
Oh, yeah. And well, while the Guardians were fighting the monsters in their new ship, they went and hid in an asteroid.
That's right, they did. And
Yeah.
they're flying through these tunnels in an asteroid, and like the Renegade Monster Renegade ships are chasing after him. And I don't understand how this physics works, but here we are. They're going down, and the thing does is Y at some point. So the Guardians and their suits all go left, the Monster Renegades go right, and they emerge from the tunnel like, ah, we've got away from them. And you see the Monster Renegade ship right there waiting for him. I'm like, man, y'all took the worst possible tunnel, really?
Right. And I mean, well, that shows you the confidence of the Monster Renegades.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we're not fooled by this. We're going to make them think we're fooled, but we're going to beat them out and be waiting for them.
And considering you watch the first appearance of Vamp, Vamp has no problem just waiting out, and just pretending like, hey, I'm gonna hang out here and bide my time and pretend I'm like a statue. I'm like, Vamp has such a good job, does such a good job of just being patient.
Yeah, they're ambush predators.
Oh, they d definitely are, 100%.
Yeah. So they fire at him and they dodge the electron cloud weapon again. And Turbo tries to stop it using his increased firepower from the power suit. Because that's what the
Which,
Guardians are flying around in their new power suits fighting this
yeah,
thing.
and he's at the firepower one, so I should do a good number on that.
And it didn't stop it at all. In fact, the electron cloud deflects his blast, which then hits the command center. And makes a stealth device explode and blast Sparky like across the, I guess the cargo bay or whatever it's in, engineering. So yeah, so Sparky got hurt because, yeah, Turbo's blast.
So good job, everyone. And so the cloaking device, the only cloaking device they had, and this is now wrecked.
Yeah.
And so the cycle's
So
like,
that cleans that up tight, nice and neat for him, so.
it does. And Psy-Kill's like, bring the Rogue Star around to firing position and get the artillery ready.
Oh yeah, and Copter has taken the unconscious Master Renegade to the brig.
Yes. So
Yeah.
that's we last we see of him.
Right. And we have an animation error here when Psy-Kill takes back over. Screwhead's eyes at first in like one shot, they're the two separate red ringed black optics. And then in
And
the
they go
very
back to
next
the
shot when Psy-Kill walks in, he's got the single solid red visor. Yeah.
Okay, well, so I was very, very generous to the animators on Screwhead for a little while here, and then this happens.
Oh
So,
yeah, well, I mean, I think it was more like the toy.
oh yeah, the toys of the single visor.
Yeah,
So
so
they
he has the
probably,
visor like the toy. And you know, we saw this a lot in Transformers, especially with like Devastator. Sometimes he'd have two eyes, sometimes he would have like really cool Terminator shades.
yeah, he would.
So, you know,
It seems.
I would mark this up that, you know, Screwhead has some drop down shades.
Yeah, that. I mean, you probably had set teams of animators, and maybe someone did fill in, and they used the toy, and they didn't look at the models they've already been animating. So
You know, this
that's.
always happens in the last part.
Yeah, it
Like
does.
they have to wrap it up,
Well,
so.
they're trying to get it all taken care of. They're trying to rush through and get it done, so they've got to help have sit-in teams helping with them.
It's still that race against, you know, Hasbro and Transformers to get the marketing material out. It wasn't, I wouldn't even necessarily say it's a full-blown error. I mean, it is. He went off model. But it looked good. I like him with the single visor too. So
That's the
it's not
thing,
a
like,
bug, it's a feature.
yeah. And honestly, like some of these GoBots look really good with their, I'm trying to wait, trying to get a way to put it, with their kind of like their domino mask eyes.
Yeah.
Like Crasher with the cat eye thing looks really good. Phytor with his Zartan mask is really good.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a cool visor.
Yeah.
Like Trailbreaker is in Transformers is like full on visor and on the toy, but and in the show they change around his head a bit, but
Yeah.
it doesn't really take away from him at all.
Yeah.
It, you know, you don't need a full on, I guess, two eye thing. But anyways, yeah.
Well, I like
So
the whole idea of like battle masks and stuff too that pop up.
yeah.
So
Well, it
there's no
makes
reason why
sense.
GoBots couldn't have those as well.
Yeah, well, considering what's happening right now, I can see it happening. Well, I can see him using one. But the three of the suits are shot out of the air, well, out of space, and go down, fighting the Rogue Star.
Yeah, Rogue Star fires on the command center, and then Leader One and Smallfoot get blasted by Rogue Star, and
That's
Scooter
right.
gets blasted by Rogue
Well,
Star.
Scooter tries to save them both. Like, I got you. He does this whole, like, I'm gonna concentrate really hard, think, and starts to slow them down. And then, they get blasted and they go down.
Yeah, he makes himself a target.
Turbo, he shoots again, and he what this gets it gets bounced at, like he gets another electron cloud, correct? I'm trying to
Yeah,
remember where it
he's still
bounced off
fighting
to.
electron clouds and stuff.
Yeah. Did it go hit the net? Yeah, hit the command center again, didn't it?
Well, I think that's going back to the one where it damages the command center,
Okay, I'm
like I
trying to
was
think
talking about.
it bounced again, but I'm trying to think if it went after anything. Maybe not. Anyways, sorry. I'm confusing my electron clouds.
Yeah, well, yeah, that develop. I'm looking at it again. Yeah, it hit the knocked out the stealth thing,
Yeah.
the stealth device.
The so you have that happen. Then during this whole fight, I think it's like Smallfoot has radios back to Unicom that they're like under attack and they need help, and that's they're kind of left off with, like no one acknowledges anything else about that. But this during the time when all the Guardians are going down in the suits, the freaking Courageous ship shows up.
And that's what happened to Turbo. He was still dogfighting with the Rogue Star
That's what it is. Yeah.
when the last engineer shows up and Courageous.
Yep. And he is in the most he's like essentially in an X-wing. He's the most I guess maneuverable ship out there.
Oh
And
yeah. And it's like a shot. Remember the old video game Zaxxon?
oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what he does. He pulls like a Zaxxon across a Rogue Star.
He does. And honestly, looking at the shape of the ship, that's not too far off either. But
Yeah. It definitely
so
looks like a video game ship.
it does. Like the Gradius. I used to play the thing at the Chuck E. Cheese whenever I'd go to birthday parties when I was a little kid, because it's only the only arcade games they had left, Gradius 2. Anyways, it's only
And
four.
nobody can get a hit on him. Like, nobody can
No.
touch Last Engineer in Courageous. It's like,
He
man.
is so good at this, but I mean, if he has like cybernetic parts, and so I kind of like I feel in a way that he's on probably almost like locked into the ship a little better.
Yeah, like he's interfaced with it. I mean, he built it ages ago, so it's made for him.
You would make it makes sense for him to be like more interfaced with it. He's flying around. He's moving out of beams. He shoots the Renegade monster ship like a
Oh,
bunch of
yeah.
times. Beats the heck out of them.
Yeah, that ship's gone.
Yeah, and then there's a little trading back and forth, and he shoots them again, and they all abandon ship in this little pod, like escape pod. They jump in.
It almost looked like the scene of like Zod, Ursa, and Nahn in the Phantom Zone.
It kind of does.
That's what I thought of when I saw that.
No.
Right. And then their ship pulls the Return of the Jedi. Where like the what is it, the Executor crashes into like the Death
Oh
Star?
yeah, it
The new
flies
Death.
right into the almost the bridge of the Rogue Star.
Yeah. It hits the Rogue Star, it goes down. So he uses that new ship against the Rogue Star too, so.
Oh yeah, during the time when he's flying and fighting all the ships, he takes out all the thrusters. All the thrusters crash into the Rogue Star also.
Yeah.
Like every
So.
single one of them that don't explode.
Oh, and when he's attacking the monsters, Scorp goes to talk and his chest flashes when he talks, and this is the only time you see that. So there's another little animation glitch.
Could have been worse, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, because then the thruster fleet has been called back and they fight him.
Yeah.
And yeah, he.
That's where it came from. Yes, right.
Yeah.
They finally make it back, and he just takes them all out like it's nothing.
Well, not yet. They start to like overwhelm him. And that's when they decide they're going to combine.
Well, he's taking him out. He's taking him out as a ship because he has his huge lasers. But yeah, right before he take right before the really big thing gets in, he's like, "It's now or never, Leader One." And they combine into the God, what is it called? The
Power Warrior.
Power
Yeah.
Warrior. Thank you.
Now there's another animation error here, and this is kind of a funny one because it looks like they reused, or I guess pre-used, some scenes. Because in the first shot, when it shows them their power suits going together, you see Leader One, Turbo, Scooter, and Smallfoot. Okay. But in the second shot, when they're like finally becoming the limbs, it's Blaster, Leader One, Turbo, and Heatseeker.
I didn't notice that at all. That's funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fast, but yeah, I noticed Blaster and I had to like slow it down and back it up. I'm like, oh, look, they changed the teams. And they use that team in a later episode.
Okay, that's probably
So,
a pre like a pre-animation thing.
right. Or they were developing both the like that episode and this one around the same time. So
Oh,
they just reused
probably.
the cells.
Yeah, I mean they were chunking out these episodes like crazy.
Yeah, they were definitely hitting deadlines. So like just use
Oh yeah.
it. Nobody's gonna notice. And I mean, for years, I guess no one noticed. I haven't seen anything about that anywhere.
Well,
So we may
there you
be the first
go.
to notice it.
You are the first to notice it, recorded anyways. So good job.
I'm the king of the
I
nerds now.
wasn't gonna say it, but yes, yeah, that makes complete sense. So yeah, as courageous or as the power warrior, they start mopping up everything.
Oh yeah, they trash the thrusters. They start wrecking Rogue Star.
Yep. And I guess I kind of like I the reason why I guess I mix it up a little bit, I kind of transposed a couple sentences while I was typing out my notes. So there you go.
Yeah, that
It's
happens.
not even a like a battle.
Yeah,
The
no, it's very one-sided.
Power Warrior is just full pulling a full Voltron and everything. He's
Yeah, if he had a blazing sword, it'd been over. He's got like
yeah.
a arm blaster though, so.
Arm blaster. He's got like, well, it's a huge gun. Plus he's got another blaster on him. Yeah, he has arm blaster plus the huge rifle he's
He's got
carrying.
force field, so I mean
Yeah.
he's like when you're playing, cops and robbers or war with the kid in the neighborhood that he's always got, oh, I've got a force field, so you missed me, and all that stuff. So
That's when you take him and you beat him with the butt of your plastic gun. Yes. Yes,
right.
I remember that.
So yeah, that's what Power Warrior Courageous is pulling on him. They can't do anything to him, but he can wreck them.
Well, I mean, considering the he's the power warrior or the power suits are all like enhancing powers that the individuals inside them have, and then all those powers are combining with the courageous ship. So you have like they're he's basically getting all the powers. It's kind of like a Heavy Metal War, where Megatron got all the powers, all the different Decepticons.
I was thinking of Captain Planet with their
Well, it
powers
is that too.
combined.
I was actually going to say that first, but via our powers combined, I am God mode.
Captain Planet, Captain Planet.
So yeah, man, they take them all out, and
Psykill's mad.
he's
Oh, he's
super
furious.
mad. Oh,
Yeah.
what is that thing? He's so mad.
Oh yeah, and he decides to finally go stealth because they were saying that they're not going stealth because they think they've won, so
Yeah,
they're overconfident.
why hide if you know you're gonna beat everyone up?
Yeah, there's nobody left to really fight, they
See,
thought.
there is where you lost Psykill, your arrogance lost. So
His
here we go.
hubris.
I
It's
am
a Greek
so
tragedy,
disappointed.
it really is.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, if we really, and I'm not trying to downplay this episode at all, a lot of our Saturday morning cartoons are like 22-minute Greek tragedies.
Oh, absolutely.
And
Because
that's
there's
all.
always someone's character flaw and
Oh
just
yeah.
changes the whole plot, the whole way it's flowing.
Like when we talked to Buzz Dixon, like these are they're these stories aren't new. They're just rehashed and told in different ways, different characters, different ambitions, different motivations. So
There's only so many stories you can tell
yeah.
from a human point of view. And these characters that, yeah, they're alien robots, but their personality wise, they're still basically humans.
Yeah, they're anthropomorphized robots is what
Right.
they are. So you see very human characteristics in all of them.
They're not unknowable.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
they want you to relate to them, so they're a lot like us.
Yeah. So that is true, but
Yeah.
anyways,
So he vows that the war is not over and cloaks what's left of his fleet and they bail. And so
yeah,
they've lost Gobatron.
we've lost the battle, but not the war. Or the war
Yeah.
goes on, I think is what he says.
Yeah.
He disappears, and they all go back to Gobatron, and they're all having like a Star Wars A New Hope metal moment at the end. They're all standing on the dais, and what is the red Super Gobot's name again?
Demon.
Zemon.
Yeah.
Zemon's like, yo, you've done a great job. You saved Gobatron, and Leader One's like, I actually is the last engineer. The last engineer's like, I did what I had to, man.
Yeah.
Which,
He's
yeah.
humble on top of that, so.
He's humble above. Well, and I gotta wonder what's happening to Master Renegade now. So I guess I don't know if he comes up again in the show at all. But it
We'll
can't be
see.
that open shut. Yeah, we will see. But I also want to jump in here for all our GoBot listeners too. We wanted to jump back around a little bit. We started doing GoBots because we had well, one thing. Ed and I were doing the cartoon, the Transformers cartoon. And then Ed needed a break, but in between when Ed had breaks, I always did the Transformers comics with Boo. So we're gonna go back to doing that starting next week, and I hope you stay with us because it's all fun. It's all us
It's all
enjoying.
robots.
Yeah, it's our robots, and one thing I've learned from all of y'all that the GoBots fans are really, really nice and awesome and welcoming, and they're very happy to have us along. And I'm glad, and we will be we will carry the olive branch back to Transformers. So I basically like, hey, stick around, it's a lot of fun. And then we're
Well,
gonna
and most of the GoBots fans I've met are Transformers fans also. Yeah.
I heard the joke today. I think it was a joke brought up in like Clerks 2 about GoBots being the Kmart Transformers, and that's not true.
No, that's not true at all.
Yeah, they were another line by Tonka, and they were. I kind of forget how much was out there, merchandising and such. There's a lot out there, but
There was a lot. And I mean, yeah, they were at a smaller price point than the mainline Transformers, but they were on par with like the mini cars who were about the same size
Oh yeah,
and
totally.
had far more die cast in them. So technically I would say the GoBots were actually higher quality than the mini cars.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I love the Transformers mini cars. I've got a bunch of them over there on the shelf. But yeah, I mean, honestly, the GoBots were like bricks of metal.
Oh
And
yeah.
they were definitely a result of the oil embargo of the 70s, where less petroleum was being used. Well, less not being used. It was far less expensive to use metal.
Right.
So
And I mean, it fit with Tonka's whole
yeah.
idea. They always
Oh
Tonka
yeah.
Tough was always their thing, and they made the
That's
big metal
right.
trucks and stuff. So,
That's right. It all works out in the end. And honestly, if we're learning anything about this, the writing was pretty good. The voice work was pretty good too. The universe they built was very consistent, and the stories were very, very consistent. There was no, look, my first love is Transformers. I'm not gonna beat around the bush there. But the writing is so inconsistent. And the origin stories, they have like three or four origins for Megatron alone.
oh, yeah, and the Constructicons.
God, the Constructicons, yes.
Yeah.
So we have to we have to consider that there's room enough for everybody.
Yeah.
And so I like I said, I
Well,
hope
and this
that
isn't like the elementary school playground. You don't have to
no.
pick a side. You can love them all.
We can definitely love them all. And I was I'd pull up a GoBot and a Transformers hold next to each other, but all my GoBots are over there now. So anyways, guys, if you wouldn't mind, stick around and hang out with us, and I have a funny feeling we're going to definitely be getting involved in more GoBot stuff in the future. So
And there's a few more things I would like to point out about this
by all
episode.
means.
Yes. Okay, when they're all celebrating at the end, doing, the Star Wars medal thing,
Yeah.
there, okay, Turbo's on the stage. Turbo is also in the audience. So there's two Turbos.
Nice.
Yeah. So I wonder if maybe the Turbo that's in the audience was supposed to be Sparky, who is like noticeably absent.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Because she played such a big part in this part of the series that it was kind of weird to just not see her again.
Yeah, I can
So
see that.
Yeah, there's that. And when we're wrapping up the story, we have Crasher and Fighter captured, and Destroyer is apparently still under a bunch of rocks. Like, you never see Destroyer again.
There's a lot to be said for like not tying any of these loose ends. So yeah, Destroyer is just down there hanging out on Earth under some rocks,
Yeah.
outside of Unicom. Yeah, Crasher and Phytor, they're just like in
They're in
custody of
custody. Yeah.
the Guardians. Yeah, so I imagine they're gonna redo the prison moon.
Yeah, that or, we'll see if they explain how they
Demon
got, because
Turbine.
we know they show up later. It's,
Dematerializer.
right. Oh, oof. Scary.
Not just for
So,
BoboBots.
and note, there's a note about the power suits. Okay. You never had the GoBots power suits, right? You said? Okay. Well, when you got the power suits, the individual, there was a compatibility chart on the back of the cards.
Oh, so you can see who you would actually could fit in each of the power suits?
Right, because the GoBots are all different body shapes, so not all of them will fit in the power suits or fit in certain power suits.
That makes sense. That's
Okay.
actually really good they did that.
Yeah, it's called a fit chart. So in the cartoon, we see the suits hosting the following GoBots. We have P1 has Scooter, P2 has Leader One, P3 has Smallfoot, and P4 has Turbo. Okay. But according to the fit chart, Scooter will not fit into P1.
Oh, so they were lying. I see.
Yeah, so you can't actually do the show. I mean, I'm sure that there might be a way to finagle it, but it's not recommended. So the only ones that would fit in P1 would be Goodnight, Pathfinder, Royal T, Sparky, or Spacey. So
I had Spacey, so I wonder if that's the suit I had. Because I remember something about this. I just don't. I can't picture it.
yeah, well, Spacey could fit in all of them, but P2.
Okay, well, who knows then which one I had?
Yeah.
I feel like mine was probably the one that we're going off animation models. It was probably either the one that Turbo uses or the one that Smallfoot uses. I did not have the re like kind of the round cockpit looking front of it.
Yeah, well, Smallfoot's is P3. That one has like the square cockpit, like the visor, and then what was it? P2 and P4 just had like the shoulder harnesses that were red.
Mine actually closed over, so I might have had the one that Smallfoot was
Yes,
using.
that'd be P3.
Okay, P3.
I got to do detailed research on them, as you can tell by the thumb.
Yeah, actually on the TransformersLand.com, they actually have all them listed out, so you get different whatever which ones they are.
Yeah.
So that it's kind of if you whenever take a look at that, if you don't or if our visual aids we're trying to describe to you badly are not good enough, TransformersLand.com has the GoBot pictures. So they're pretty good actually. They have good
They got a nice little
pictures.
database there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they do. They do.
That was really
I'm a
helpful.
big fan of that one.
It was kind of neat because I noticed the toy for the Power Warrior has black hands. But I believe the animation model shows him with red hands.
It does.
Okay. And the red hands actually came with Grungy. Yeah, so Grungy had the red hands and then the black hands that, it seemed like they would fit better if you switched them.
Yeah, it totally sounds like it. Because honestly,
Yeah.
Kratos has a very white, red, white, and blue kind of color palette.
Yeah, there's not really much black on
No.
the Guardian Power Warrior at all.
No.
But it really stands out on Grungy with his big red hands. He's got blood on his hands. He's a bad
This
guy.
is red right hand, man.
All right, there you go.
There you go. So yeah, okay. That's
So yeah,
cool, man.
that's all my extra notes following up on this, because I got to digging around with the toys and stuff, because it's advertising for toys at the end of the day, and it really helps to look up the toys, and the show makes you want to buy them again. It really does.
Actually, yeah, I remember when I had I guess P3 when I was little, and I guess I kind of thought it was lame after a while because it just was a suit they'd wear. If I had actually all of them and had the courageous ship or Grungy for on the other side, that would
Yeah.
have been really cool. Because I definitely like GoBot combiners. I've got Monstrous up there.
Oh, there
So
is.
yeah, I always wanted to get Puzzler. Never got Puzzler. So, but the power Warrior and Grungy are just kind of neat because they're interchangeable. You can kind of put whoever you want in there,
Yeah.
but they're kind of oppressive looking as a figure, as a toy.
And you can always hunt down the Devil Satan 6 because his colors are slightly different than Monstrous's,
I
so.
really like the Devil Satan 6 colors from Machine Robo. He'll look really good. Unfortunately, he's expensive.
Yeah. That's because he's totally metal, man.
Totally metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
He's Rodian for Slayer right now, so.
Monstrous is a hunk. You got to tab him at just right and make sure he doesn't sway forward or backwards because he will do a full double somersault off the top shelf.
Yeah, because they still have like pretty posable limbs and stuff on them,
Oh
so.
yeah. Oh yeah, the arms actually on the on Monstrous, they have each of the characters has like two pincer kind of fingers, and
Yeah.
they can move them around pretty well, so you can hold all kinds of stuff, and that's one of the reasons he fell over because I was trying to have him hold this huge pole arm looking thing because I thought it looked cool, and it does until he falls over, and then you're like going, oh God, did he break?
Yeah, you might need some support for him because you know how like small bugs can fall from like any height and it won't kill them, but you have like one of those big meaty tarantulas and if they fall like off a table, they'll die.
Man,
That's.
yeah, it reminds me of this ridiculous story. My wife tells me, back she was back her first marriage. I don't know if they were married yet, but I think they were. They lived with a friend of her ex-husband's, and the guy had tarantulas, always had tarantulas, and these tarantulas apparently they had a death pact because every so often they would crawl in the back of the couch and jump off the back of the couch and. They wouldn't survive the fall.
Yeah.
It was a constant thing. It was almost like a running joke with them because they're like, well, just keep the tarantulas off the couch. Yeah, that's an actual thing that
Oh yeah, 'cause they're just too heavy and
Yeah.
they have a very low terminal velocity.
Yeah. On the other hand, we have this really cool big cellar spider that hangs out in our shower, which I showed you a picture of, I think,
Oh
yesterday.
yeah.
Really cool looking spider. We named him Lenny or
You
her
should
Lenny.
post
I'm
a
not sure.
picture of him here because, you know,
I'll
he's
do that.
famous.
Yeah, and that thing is so delicate because they are so long legged. They have like almost joints in their legs.
Yeah.
But I've had to take a loofah and grab him out of the shower and drop him outside of the shower. Fine every time because the fact that it's so light, it's very I guess very able to take the fall. I'm not
Yeah.
throwing him, mind you. It's not going to hurt me, so I'm going to grab
A
him.
lot of his mass is exoskeleton.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
It's all legs and like a tiny, like tiny little body. Really cool
Yeah.
spider, though. Definitely trying to keep him, around. I don't know what he eats in the shower, but God help us if there's something in the shower that he
Yeah,
eats.
you need to keep him there 'cause they don't live where there's not food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He does not do well with the steamy shower, by the way. He starts falling, and that's when we notice him. We're taking a shower yesterday, and I had taking a picture of him up in the shower, but he started. We were taking a shower, and like I see him over there moving around and stuff in the top corner. Like, oh, he looks like he's okay. He's anchored. I'm over there. I'm washing my hair. I look back over, and he's gone. He's on the bottom.
Oh
He's
no.
like that. So yeah, I saved him. Spiders are awesome.
I think it might be could it be the like condensation on him or something,
Oh,
like is
totally
weighing him
that. Yeah,
down. Yeah.
all the steam from the shower is going to cling to that spider or that silk. And this conversation is going to make it hard on the stay, but
Yeah.
yeah. So yeah, big fan of this is a weird tangent. Big fan of spiders, cellar spiders, mouse spiders. All the house spiders are perfect. Even
Yeah.
spiders are
So
perfect.
he's more of a roommate.
He needs to start paying his rent, man, or eat all the. I need to take him to the kitchen and let him eat fruit flies because I got. Two, sometimes three kids of the house, and they don't.
Yeah.
But I put things away, and fruit flies are a menace.
They're always waiting. I don't know where they come from, but
I have a
one gets
honey.
in, and within a week, there's like 10, and you don't know where they came from.
I have a sundew plant in the kitchen. I have apple cider vinegar little traps and stuff.
Like the little apples.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Great.
yeah.
I love these things. I don't know where they all come from. I'm like throwing out like. Onions that I think are still good, but who knows?
Yeah. You just have to starve them out.
Yeah, we've fought this battle like Psych-Kill. We lost the battle, but we didn't lose the war.
I think
We
it's a
keep at it.
southern thing. It's just like at every opportunity, like they've always got little eggs hiding somewhere to
They
hatch as soon as they
must.
smell any kind of fruit.
They must. Man, so much for keeping fruit around.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Anyway,
on that tangent,
those are our monster GoBots.
thanks for everyone for being here. If you could, I know some of you are YouTube watchers only. Give us a thumbs up, helps the algorithm, and algorithms are funny that way. Give us a
Love
thumbs up.
us.
Say some comments. Jacqueline, you're the best. You are always saying something. All our friends who are Transformers nerds also, we're coming back to that. So there's enough love for everyone out there,
There
and we'll be
is.
back. So thanks everyone for being there. And if you're on the Spotify, oh dude, I forgot. Oh my gosh, hold on, I've got to do something real quickly.
All right.
I realized that there have been comments on the Spotify, but Spotify is really bad for telling me about them. So
Oh,
there
so we got some Spotify love.
we have some Spotify love. So everyone, I did not ignore you. Spotify is just really bad at telling us. Here we go. Challenge of the GoBots, we're all screwhead here. Let's see, where is the, come on, comments, come on. Okay, here we go. Samantha, Jay Witwicky, who says a lot in our comments. If you guys read these, I have commented on a few of the first few episodes, but I love you all so much. You guys keep doing what you love. I believe in this podcast. Did you ever have imagery friends that were Transformers? Because I do. Imaginary friend.
Imaginary friends, yes.
That's awesome. And Samantha J. Witwicky, I am so sorry. I just found out you've been leaving comments, and I am here for it. And we appreciate you and everyone else. I mean, there's a lot of comments, but Samantha J. Witwicky has been leaving a lot of comments.
And I totally had imaginary friends that were Transformers, and every car that like parked in the driveway,
Yeah,
like there
they're
used to be
yes.
an old Transformers purity test that asked like if you checked random cars for like panels to see if they could
Yep.
be a hidden Transformer. And I
Dude,
always had to check
easily.
that one because when I was a kid, I totally did that.
Easily.
Yeah.
I really want you to know, Samantha, I blame Spotify. I appreciate you being here. And yes, you
We
are,
see you.
we see you, and we appreciate you hanging out with us and everyone who listens to us. This is just a couple of guys, and Ed, when he's here, a couple aging, Xennials, I guess, or Gen I don't know what we are.
I'm Gen
You,
X. I'm old.
I'm on that cusp of millennial and Gen X,
Yeah. What do they
but
call them? Xennials?
Xennials, yes.
Yeah.
So we're just a couple Gen X Xennial guys, and Ed, when he's around, he's about your age also, so he's a Gen Xer, who just love things like this, and they mean a lot to us. And these are our it's kind of our guilty pleasures, and to share them with everyone is really cool. So I really love that. So thank you so much, Samantha, Jay Witwicky, and everyone else who loved to comment. I should have prepared that ahead of time because there are more comments than just that. So you guys
Yeah,
are awesome.
and everybody come visit the Discord
Yeah,
because
visit the Discord. It's in the notes. Also, you can email us at morethanmeetstheseguys@gmail.com, and I'll read your email if you'd like. Just we appreciate you, and we will continue doing this because it's kind of my mental health for the week.
right?
And this guy, for some reason, hangs out too. So.
Yeah, well, I don't know if robots tie into my mental health. I
Yeah.
mean,
Or
not in the
mental.
healthy side of things.
I wasn't going to say it, but I appreciate the honesty.
That's okay. You know, the first step to recovery is realizing you have a problem. And that's good enough for me, is just realizing I have a problem. I see no reason to go any farther.
Recognize. All
Right.
right, y'all take it easy. Have a great week, and you take us out of here, man.
Bye.
Bye.